Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Johnson Wealth and Income Management and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Johnson Wealth and Income Management is a franchisee of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
What kind of a retirement plan allows millions of people to lose 30 to 50% of their life savings just as they near retirement?
It's a society based on freedom and choice and personal responsibility. There are no guarantees.
It's important that people deal with someone to make sure to provide lifetime income.
Lifetime income.
And now to our story.
Welcome to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson, powered by the Retirement Income Store and brought to you by Johnson Wealth and Income Management. Are you living the life you want? Are you prepared for retirement as you believe you should be? What are your goals for retirement and how are you going to reach them? In the next 30 minutes of today's program, let's explore the principles necessary to live the capitalized life and the retirement of your dreams. Now, here's this week's Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with your host, Matthew Johnson.
And welcome to this episode of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management, a retirement income source located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. Well, how are you today? Hope you're doing well, taking a little bit of time for yourself, and you're here. So I want to say a big welcome to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And most importantly, if you have not commented on this radio show, if you've never sent us a message or left us a question or told us what was on your mind or ideas that you have for the show, I really encourage you today to take down the two areas in which you can do that. First, you can go to our website, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, W as in wealth, I as in income, M as in management.com. So johnsonwim.com. The second place that you can go to is this radio show's podcast. This is where you go to listen to all sorts of previous episodes that we have. If there's an episode that you missed because you were on vacation or something, you want to go back and listen to that, you can by simply going to capitalizedlife.com. Capitalizedlife.com. There's no the in front of that. It's just capitalizedlife.com. Now, the reason I bring this up early in today's episode is I have a feeling that today's episode might be a bit of what they now refer to in society as a trigger, something that might get you kind of riled up. Now, I don't know how you feel about this, but, you know, it is America, and we all have opinions. We all get to say what we want to say. We have that freedom, thankfully. But today we're going to be going through and basically looking at a prominent gentleman within the financial services industry, within the retirement savings investment product space, that feels that Americans are a major problem to retirement, which is kind of ironic, especially when isn't that the space in which he serves? And so today we're going to be looking at an article and some comments that Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock Funds, basically stated in one of his shareholder letters. And I think it's quite interesting. I think it's quite revealing, if nothing else, to try to get you to identify maybe some of the erroneous ideas that form in the minds of the financial services institutions' CEOs' minds. Now, granted, this is America. He has his opinion and he's entitled to it. But as I read through this, I wanted to share this with you because I think that there is some things that we can draw from it in a very meaningful way. But in many respects, it's kind of also offensive. And so I want you to be aware of it. Now, again, if you have a comment, I encourage you to go to johnsonwim.com or go to the podcast site and leave a comment what you think about his comments today. So this was something that I read from Money Watch just recently. It just came out, and it was basically an interview and kind of an expose on the shareholder letter that Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, wrote to his shareholders. And he said, with Americans living longer and spending more, baby boomers are putting the U.S. retirement system under immense strain. Now, when I read that, I thought, okay, strain in what sense? These are people who have worked 90,000 hours. They have worked hard. They have sacrificed. They have put up with guff at work. They have put up with bad weather. They have continued to show up for work. And here they are to retirement age. They retire. And you're telling them that they are putting the U.S. retirement system under immense strain. Well, strain in what way? Strain in the fact that they've earned their right to retire. And now that they're retired, you're basically telling them that they're creating a drain on the system? I don't understand. Well, he will go on to explain this. Now, he says one way that he proposes that this massive strain on the U.S. retirement system is fixed is, he put it, you fix it. It is up to you to keep working, working longer. So how do you feel about that? How do you feel about a person looking you in the eye, a person who has a net pay in 2022 of $25.2 billion? That's billion with a B. That was his pay in 2022. He's worth about $1.2 billion. How do you feel about a guy telling you that you're the problem and that you shouldn't retire? You should continue working. How do you feel about that? To me, it's almost a little offensive, isn't it? He said that, I think it's crazy that our anchor idea for the right retirement age in America is age 65. Well, I suppose if I had a job that paid me $25.2 billion, I would probably think it's crazy to retire too, Mr. Fink. But the reality is that he thinks that we should work longer. Now, when we think about working to age 65, in many respects, working to age 65 makes absolute sense, because the reality is that most of us know that one of the biggest, most expensive things that we're going to have as a outlay of money when we retire is going to be healthcare. So we need health insurance. After all, we're to that age where things may be not working as well as they should. We have a few hiccups here and there. We have a few health problems here and there, certainly more so than we had when we were 30 and 40 and maybe even 50. And so having health insurance coverage is an important thing. But think about it. Most people are working to age 65 primarily because they want to be able to end their employment and the group health insurance and then move on to Medicare, Medicare Part A, Medicare Part B, get their Medicare supplement or whatever they choose to go with. And now they have health insurance and they can feel a lot better about being retired because they know that their health is covered. But he says, we should want people to live more years, but we can't overlook the massive impact on the country's retirement system that retirement causes. So I'm having difficulty trying to figure out what this gentleman is suggesting to us. After all, he's the CEO of a mutual fund company, an investment company that creates products that should be, well, they should be investing, they should be profiting, they should be benefiting, they should be accumulating and prospering and growing so much that, you know what, the person doesn't have to be a burden to society when they retire. In fact, they should be just moving along, investing in their BlackRock funds, and these things should be doing so very well that that person can retire and shucks, they don't even have to draw Social Security. They can just live off from all the profitability of those BlackRock funds. That's kind of the cynical idea that I'm getting in the back of my mind. So if you have an opportunity that you have a question, go to that website, johnsonwim.com, post that question to me, and I will make certain to get back to you either over the radio show or personally. I also thank many of you for going to my YouTube channel, Capitalized Life, and you watch videos, you give us the thumbs up, you share it with your friends, you make comments down below, and I really appreciate that as well. It's all very helpful to get the message of successful retirement investing and investing for income into the hands of those retirees that need it. So right now, when we look at Americans, we see that the median retirement age in the United States of America is age 62. And so we know that there is most definitely that gap in health insurance that a person is trying to afford. They're trying to figure out a way for them to be able to get that health insurance between 62 and 65. It's a big, big deal. We also know that there are many people in America today that are quite unfortunate for one reason or another where they don't have retirement savings. In fact, they say that the statistic is 3 out of 10 people have not saved for retirement. 3 out of 10, almost a third. That's too bad, because when we retire, we need income. Social Security is not going to be enough to live on. But then we come across another statistic within the same article that says that the average person has saved around $208,000 if they're between the age of 55 and 64. But you see, what the article doesn't go on to discuss is where the retirement savings might have gone. And so there's a couple of things to keep in mind here. The first is, I believe that Americans are waking up to how risky and how fee-laden 401ks can be. When a person reaches the age of 59 and a half, if you've got a 401k, you've got a 403b, there is a strong likelihood that you no longer have to continue to keep your retirement savings in that employer retirement program. People are coming to more webinars. People are reading more articles. People are being trained and educated, I would say more so than ever before, about what their rights and their liberties are, having access to their retirement savings. And when a person makes it to age 59 and a half, even if they are still working for that employer, even if they still have a relationship and they're still contributing to that retirement program, generally speaking, I would say the majority of the time, an employee has the right to roll their money from that 401k into an IRA. So let me ask this question. Is it possible, with more and more people coming of age, getting closer to retirement, when Vanguard looks at 401ks, they see less money in it? I think it stands to reason very easily that Americans are waking up. They're realizing that they're getting closer to retirement and they don't have the time frame to potentially lose big to a stock market loss, a big retracement, a big correction within the stock market. They don't want to go through that again. They've gone through that so many times. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so money is leaving the 401k system. It's moving into the individual retirement account space. Why? Because people want control. They want control on their money that they've worked so hard to save. They want their money less at risk. And more importantly, they want to be able to prepare as best as possible for that day that they're going to retire. What does that look like? Well, you know, if you've listened to this radio show for any length of time, that I'm a proponent in you taking control of your retirement. That means objectively looking at what your goal is. What is your goal? Is your goal more growth, or is your goal to have income? Income so that you can go from that proverbial paycheck to the playcheck. You're able to get income off from your retirement savings so that you get income, but it doesn't come at the expense of your principal. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal. So sit tight. I've got more thoughts, and we've got more on this shareholder letter that Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock, wrote to his shareholders. We'll be right back.
You're locked on to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson. Have you missed any of today's program? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime, 24/7, at johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com.
If you're preparing to retire in the next 10 years, this message is for you. You know, one of the biggest sources of income may be how you claim your Social Security. That's right, how you claim your benefits. Do you know your full retirement age? Do you know how much of your benefits may be taxed? Do you understand how to claim on an ex-spouse, or that you even could? For your free, no obligation Social Security information kit, call 866-290-3837. You could spend hours and hours searching around online only to find some generic calculators that may not factor in inflation, tax implications, your marital status, and hundreds of other variables. And if you call or stop into the Social Security office, they, by law, cannot advise you on which claiming strategy is best for you. For your free, no obligation Social Security information kit, call 866-290-3837 or visit johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com.
Important financial questions. Are you feeling confident that you have enough money saved to enjoy a stress-free retirement?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
That's where Retirement Income Sources Investment Advisory Arm comes in. We exist to help you invest your money smartly.
I'm struggling to accept my retirement without a steady paycheck. So can you help me invest into a profitable revenue plan?
Absolutely. We have a fiduciary obligation to you, helping you generate retirement income.
A properly managed, income-oriented portfolio can successfully seek to deliver both short-term and long-term return outperformance to help solve most challenges investors face when investing for a more successful, sustainable retirement.
Call Johnson Wealth and Income Management at 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. And for more information, visit us online at johnsonwim.com.
The Retirement Income Source. Assets make things possible. Income makes things happen.
For baby boomers, here's something to think about. Will you have enough income during your retirement? Are you absolutely sure? Do you understand the difference between growth and income? How about bonds and bond funds? Are you 100% ready for RMDs? Do you have an estate plan? If you've said no to any of these, we can help. Right now, for the first five callers, we'll send you a free, custom-designed, animated video retirement kit to help you plan for the retirement you've worked so long and so hard for. These custom video kits are loaded with cutting-edge retirement technology custom-designed to your specific areas of need. There's nothing else like them. So call right now to receive your very own custom-designed animated video retirement kit. Call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837.
Time now for more of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.
And welcome back to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management, a retirement income source located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. Well, if you're just joining us, welcome to the program today. We're kind of going through piece by piece and looking at a letter that was written by CEO of BlackRock Funds, Larry Fink, to shareholders of the BlackRock Fund family, basically suggesting that he believes that there is a retirement crisis in America. And guess who's to blame? That's right. It is you. And the problem is that you're not working longer. Well, we've kind of gone through the first part of his comments that you have basically created this massive impact on the country's retirement system. You're a drain on the system, and the only way that you're able to fix it is basically by working longer. Now, here's the thing. I wonder if there's not just a little bit of self-interest in this letter. Remember the phrase that I've shared with you so many times before, and that's that Wall Street can't make money on your money unless your money is in Wall Street. So I can't help but think, as just a normal human being, is it possible that Larry Fink would prefer us all to continue to work and continue to save and continue to put money into his funds so that he could continue to draw that big fat paycheck of $25 million? You know, call me cynical, but it's possible, isn't it? He went on to state this, and I think that you just can't ignore a comment like this. He says, my generation, meaning you, the baby boomers, because he is 72, he says, my generation has an obligation to help fix this nation's retirement problems. The millennials and the Gen Zs believe that we, the baby boomers, have focused on our own financial well-being to the detriment of who comes next. And in the case of retirement, they're right. Now, let me back up the train. Let me back up this train just a moment here. He says that the millennials and the Gen Zs believe that we, the baby boomers, have focused on our own financial well-being to the detriment of who comes next. Now, call me strange, but isn't that the whole reason that we've worked hard to save for our own retirement, for our own financial well-being? You know, there's a lot of charitable people that I work with from day to day. And in 25 years and helping literally thousands of people through retirement, I can honestly say that there's definitely more good people out there than there is bad. But the reality, to look a person in the face and to basically say, you're a drain on the financial retirement system in this country, and you retiring is creating a detriment for the next generation, I'm not certain that I understand where he's going with that. Now, granted, we know that from generation to generation, mindsets can change about money. We know that if you're a baby boomer today, your parents and grandparents were a product of the tail end of the Dust Bowl, the 1929 correction of the stock market potentially. And when we think about the Great Depression, we know that that had a psychological impact on people. And that generation became profound savers for retirement. They were extremely thrifty. They were extremely frugal because they had gone through such a financial loss within this country, within the stock market and within the farming industry. And really every part of America was touched by the Great Depression, that they all shifted their mindset on how they thought about money. And so it could be said that the baby boomer generation, many of them, they already had some degree of a leg up because their parents, when their parents passed, many of them had money to pass on in the form of an inheritance. But to say that the baby boomer generation has ruined retirement for the next generation, I think is ludicrous. How do you feel about that? I'd like you to go to my website, johnsonwim.com, or to the podcast website, capitalizedlife.com, and leave a comment. What do you think? Do you think that you've ruined retirement for the millennials? Do you think you've ruined retirement for the Gen Zers? Or do you feel as that it's their responsibility to save for retirement themselves? You know, most of the baby boomers that I've worked for have worked their butts off. They've worked hard to save. They've worked hard to put their kids through school. They've worked hard to give their kids more than the average generation has. And I believe that retirement is something that is well deserved in this country. And if you have been a good saver, if you've worked hard and you've worked diligently to save for retirement, and you want to retire at 62 because you have the means and you have, more importantly, the income to create for yourself that income for the rest of your life, whether you live 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, maybe 30 years, I believe if you've worked hard for it, you deserve it. You get to make that choice, not Larry Fink, not some fat cat at the top of the mutual fund market, but you've worked hard for that, for you and for your family. Now, recently, the United States did a survey and found out that more withdrawals are taking place from 401ks. But is that all due to inflation, as they would indicate in their articles? Is that all due to frivolous spending on your account? I don't know that I believe that. Again, I believe that the more you know, the more freedom you have to choose. And one of the purposes of this radio show is to help you understand that this is your money and it's your choice what you get to invest your money in. And objectively, when we think about everything that we've gone through, we went through the tech bubble burst in 2000. We got our money back 7 years later. We went through the Great Recession of 2007, 8, and 9. We got our money back by 2013. Then we had a little bit of a correction in 18. Then the market was up, and then here came 2020. And then we had 2021, great year. Then we had 2022. the government fixing all of the inflation problems that they created from the zero interest and the stimulus of 2021, right? We get to live through all of these things. And you're telling the average baby boomer that they shouldn't retire? You're telling the baby boomer that they should continue to work and keep their money at risk in the stock market? I think one of the reasons why we see so high of a withdrawal rate from the 401k space, and we have to include things like 457 plans and 403bs, because you have the same right to do that as well. 457 plan, probably not so much. You probably have to retire in those plans, but at least the 403b and the 401k. You have the ability, once you make it to 59 and a half under most circumstances, to roll your money into IRAs. I think it's because workers are waking up to the realities that 401ks are great accumulation tools, but they're not good distribution tools. And because they're really designed for aggressive growth, they're designed to be attractive to younger generations. Because remember, if you're a business, you want younger workers, right? You get to pay them less, and you want to be able to offer benefits that are going to be attractive to them. So you want a pretty sizzling hot 401k. Well, that's not attractive to you if you're 62 years of age and you've worked hard and you've saved, you know, $500,000 or $1 million in your 401k. You want to now keep that money preserved and protected. And that doesn't mean you don't want growth, but you don't want the risk on that money that you used to have. Because now when you have got $1 million and you lose 10%, that's a big deal. That's $100,000. And this is the reason we're seeing more and more 401k withdrawals. People are saying, listen, if I can still continue to work, I can still have access to my 401k, and I can roll my 401k money tax-free into an IRA to protect that money, I can reduce the expenses on that money, I can put my money into things that are now going to be able to produce for me 4%, 5%, 6% in interest and dividends and get me well prepared to go from that paycheck to that paycheck. Well, that sounds wonderful, because now even if I've got money in my IRA and I go to take a withdrawal, I don't have to contend with that 20% mandatory taxable withholding that 401ks and 403bs require me to have. I think it's because people are getting smart. So Larry, I have some comments for you. I think that people do deserve to retire when they want to retire. And Larry, I hate to break it to you, but I don't think that people care about your pocketbook. I don't think that they really care if your funds see less fees being made each year, because they're now taking their money away from you and they're putting it into safer places. I don't think that they really care to be told that they're the problem. I don't think that they really care to be told that they're putting a tremendous strain on the retirement system. Because let's face it, Larry, the more income we have in retirement, the more we spend. And the last time I checked, Larry, when we have people spending money, well, that's good for the economy. That's good for creating jobs. That's good for growth within our country. So my question to you, my listener, is how do you feel? How do you feel about the CEO of a major stock market firm poking you in the eye, telling you that you're the problem? Do you think it's his right to say that? It's certainly his opinion and he's entitled to that. But do you think that retiring is a problem within this country? If you have made the right choices, you've worked to save, is it not your right to retire with success, with peace of mind, knowing that you can get all the income that you need and you can do it less expensively, not paying mutual fund companies all of their fees, doing it the right way? Well, that's a wrap for today's show. Let me know what you think. Again, go to my website, johnsonwim.com, or go to the podcast website, capitalizedlife.com. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of Larry Fink and his opinion about the United States retirement crisis. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. And remember, I'm Matthew Johnson, and it's up to you to make today a great day.
That's all the time we have for today. To schedule 15 minutes with Matthew off the air, call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. And for more information, visit us online at johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com. We will be back again next week at this same time for another Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.